Catch up on the rush hour with Jars and Louie for Southern Volkswagen. Main South Road, Ranella. They're closer than you think. 104.7 Triple M.
Now, it's the Wednesday edition, and it's great to have your company. And as I stare across the desk, I look at a man who is just sitting, waiting to unleash hell on an opposition that will need to be at its very best if it's to be in the game within 5 minutes. I look at the juice. He's dressed in black. Johnny Cash going through his veins. Welcome, Big Guy, to Wednesday.
G'day, Louie. G'day, Adelaide. Just measured today. Oh, I did some earthing as well this morning down the beach with Maz and the dogs.
Nice work. Very good work.
Just to channel myself into what will be a massive day for our magnificent state and for the Adelaide Crows Football Club.
Yeah, I'm suggesting the build-up has begun at the Jarman household. You've kept a lid on it for a long time. Look, I've got to take my hat off to you. Many thought you would have over-raced and peaked and gone downhill by now. But oh, no.
Nope.
We've had you on a very strict regime to be able to balance out the wheat, like Fag said in the news there.
Yeah.
Handling the wheat well. I'll give you a piece of advice.
Oh, no.
I give everyone a piece of advice. There is nothing to handle. There is nothing to handle until you get to Melbourne on that Friday, which is a parade, which is the only thing, unless you're probably the juice. No one normally rides around in a truck through the streets.
No.
Before a game
but
of
you
footy.
Did.
But that's the only difference.
With sunglasses on.
Exactly. And that cost us a piece of history.
So Fake's just getting a little bit excited.
Well, everyone says it, but picture this. Tell me this. Training in front of 10 to 15,000 people, 25 degrees at Adelaide Oval. I don't think that's an imposition.
No.
Is it not?
No, not at all.
And God, if you dare to dream a little bit, have a little daydream that you might be the one, you might win it. That's a good thing, you know why? Because you see it.
Yeah.
You picture it.
Smell it.
In your mind. All right. What a show, though. What a show.
Talk to me. I haven't seen the board.
The Sloan dog, Rory Sloan. Lock him in. 5-10.
Here.
Yeah, right here.
I'm going to hug him when he walks in.
Then another man that's got a little bit of premiership success about him.
What's that?
A little bit of stench. The one and only, the king, Wayne Carey, after 5:30 to talk all things in his tip for the grand final.
Yep.
Damien Barrett was going to give us all the latest on trade and where it's at. Hey, Bryce Gibbs is in this discussion.
Yeah. Stay tuned,
Stevie
family.
Motlop's in this discussion.
Stay tuned, family.
And the Port Adelaide Football Club is in this discussion.
Stay tuned, family.
But up next, oh, you've got mail too.
I got mail. I'm back. Word on the street.
Back on the horse.
Grand final week for me.
I got some mail to go with that too. Plus, we're going to take a look at your diary. Look at your diary to make sure we can get you to Melbourne on Friday.
Yeah.
Primed. Peaking.
Yeah.
For a group one
I'll be with the family.
All right.
Right over.
But up next.
Come on, Lou.
Up next. I'm going to tune in. Going to get a bloke that's been in town that was live down at Adelaide Oval this morning.
Yeah.
Give us all the updates of what went on.
Who
by the way, Tom Chadwick, the bloke that didn't know what a 3/4 sleeve jumper was.
I'm going to eyeball him on that.
And the big news of the day is Mitchy McGovern didn't get through training. They've announced that Mitch will join Brody Smith on the sidelines. We're going to talk about that next. Tommy Chadwick with Fox Sports was down there.
Good stuff, Luke.
He's going to tell us what it was all like on the rush hour.
Charles and Louis, 104.7 Triple M, thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranella. Hey, if you haven't caught up with the news, we have an extra couple of AFL Grand Final tickets to give away. This is brilliant. This is on top of the tickets for Last Fan Standing the Bus. You want to win them? It's pretty simple. It'll take you about 60 seconds. Just go to triplem.com.au and follow the directions. Really easy. Rush hour now. Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
About the only ones you'll find too. They are so rare this year. It's unbelievable. Hey, the Crows had their final hit out this morning, Juice, in front of the adoring fans. So much so. A lot of teachers took their kids down this morning. Teacher of the year, that
good.
Sort of
Absolutely.
Stuff. It was outstanding.
Nice.
Big crowd was in attendance. And one man down there for Fox Sports was Tommy Chadwick. He's a good friend of ours. And he joins us now. Tommy, welcome.
Good afternoon, boys. How are we?
Tommy.
Hey, first things first, congrats on the 1997 doco you put together, mate. Outstanding.
Thank you very much, boys. Really appreciate it. The great man, Andrew Jarman, obviously was very prominent throughout, but thank you for the feedback.
It's funny. I never got a conditional release to let the talent get on with you, Tommy, and I've normally got to run that stuff past me because it affects my brand.
Brilliant job, mate. Now, tell us about this morning, the Adelaide Crows down at Adelaide Oval. How many people were there and how'd the boys look?
Yeah, it was an amazing atmosphere, lads. As we know, it's been 19 years since the Crows even played in a grand final. So, look, I reckon there was probably in between 10 to 15,000 people. Obviously, a beautiful day in Adelaide, which obviously helps. It was raining, I dare say, the turnout wouldn't have been as good. But it was a beautiful day. It actually felt like a cricket day, considering we've watched so much cricket here at the Oval. But, no, it was beautiful. The atmosphere was great. I reckon at the point anyway, when the players ran out, it was really, really loud.
Nice.
And it was just one of those great, great moments because, as we know, boys, it's been a long time since the Crows have been in a grand final, lost four prelims since 1998. It's a fairly starved supportership group as well because, you know, it's been a long time. So it was a great atmosphere.
Now, and, Tommy, I've got one question for you, and he didn't make the cut. Mitchie McGovern, all eyes were on him. Tweets were coming thick and fast. He hadn't kicked over 30 metres. He had the bib on. He was with the reserves. Then the long chat with Pikey. Did he look at any stage to hit top pace, and was it sort of a fait accompli before it almost started?
I think it was, boys. Look, I think when we heard that Mitch McGovern had strained his hamstring last Saturday, I think the writing was on the wall then. Clearly, he was always up against a bit of a race against time to be fit for the grand final. Look, he did the warm-up with the boys, and I thought there was a flicker of hope that potentially it wasn't as bad as we first thought. But as soon as the boys started kicking at length and started to really stride out, particularly just after the warm-up, you could basically tell that Mitch McGovern was certainly not going to play in the grand final. He had a long chat for a couple of minutes, in particular with Don Pike, and then Don Pike wrapped his arm around him, and basically everyone at the Oval knew that that was the sign that he hadn't made it. And then he basically, when they took full ground drills, he took a step to the side and a lot of the boys got around him. So very unfortunate for Mitch McGovern. We know that he did his hamstring earlier this year. This is actually a different hamstring, but he's a very important player. That's the other thing, boys. He's that real X factor in the forward line. So the Crows, I dare say, are going to miss him greatly. Yeah.
Tommy, the other heartbreaking story we all know is Brody Smith. Was Brode on deck anywhere today?
Yes, he was. He was actually stationed right in the middle of the ground, actually. Good. So he was out there. With his big knee brace on, you've got to feel for him. He's such an important player for the Crows. He's barely missed a game through injury since he debuted several years ago. Obviously, we know he did that that knee injury in the first final. He was shattered on the bench. He was shattered after the game when they won through to the grand final. But it was good to see him out there today. And again, a lot of the boys really got around him at the end of the session.
Oh, I love it, Tommy. Now, before I let you go, as I said, we love your work, journalistic background, doing great things on Fox Sports. You and I just crossed paths on Twitter probably over a month ago now. And look, I can't believe I even have to bring this up with you, a man of your researching abilities. But I'm going to read the tweet out verbatim, 19th of the 8th. So it was the day that the Port Adelaide played the Bulldogs in Ballarat,
wild
stomping ground. The tweet went like this.
Robbie Gray.
I'm a long sleeve fan. But can someone tell me where the emergence of the three-quarter Robbie Gray sleeve thing came from, Tom Chadwick?
So look, what I've done there is I probably should have put a re-emergence because we know the great man Andrew Jarman pioneered the three-quarter.
Tom.
And look, when there was quite a few people sending me photos of Andrew Jarman in the three-quarters, and I thought, oh, geez, I've had a bear there, actually.
See, Tommy, what we ask of all these kids these days, they have to ring us for permission, like the Seed and a few of the others, the Rat. Yeah. They've had to ring in and get permission to roll that out.
Well, I say, hey, the Seed's actually my tip for the Norm Smith medal. So if the big fella pulls out the longy on Saturday in Melbourne, which I think it's going to be
going to be a bit cold.
Cold day, so there's every chance you might see the traditional longy, and it'll roll it up, and it'll be channeling Andrew Jarman.
Right. Tell you what, Tommy, when next time you get some spare time, maybe for the Trop Fest, let's do a little 5-minute film on the short on the 3-quarter sleeve and its origins.
I like it.
Because I've given him two opportunities to tell the real story, but I keep cutting him off.
Because he shuts me down,
because we don't really care. But I think if we can make a little 5-minute, Tommy, I think it'd be a ripper.
No, I don't mind it at all. That's a great shout.
Thanks for sharing mate. Appreciate it, painting the picture down there at Adelaide Oval. You're a mad Crows man. Good luck.
Good on you, boys. Go Crows. I hope to see you in Melbourne over the weekend.
There he is, Tommy Chadwick of Fox Sports, live from Adelaide Oval, filling us in on how the boys went in their final training session this morning.
Sloaney coming up at 5:10 on the Rush Hour with Charles and Louis. Damien Barrett inside the next 15 minutes. We are doing it thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranella. Charles and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
Right now, I have a massive announcement, family, so I need all ears active listening at its finest. Hit it.
Right.
We interrupt normal programming.
Yeah.
We're on the search for a gentleman by the name of Tim Bourne, as in Jason Bourne.
Yeah.
Tim Bourne. Timmy? If you're out there, you'll know the reason we're doing this. Give us a call here at the station, 133353. If you know Tim Bourne, you're a friend, a work colleague, even just a neighbour, get hold of him and tell him to ring us here at Triple M. We've got something of his that we think he's probably a little bit panicked about right now. Timmy Bourne, call the station, 133353 right now, all right, because... Or otherwise, you're going to have a nightmare of a weekend. Yeah. All righty. And if you know Timmy, ask him to give us a call right now. I hope he calls because he'll be flat if he doesn't. Now,
what's up?
Can I bring something up? Yesterday was announced by the AFL that the two gentlemen that will be presenting the Premiership Cup, if their teams or team is to win the 2017 Toyota AFL Grand Final, are Matthew Richardson, Blake Crows. Mm-hmm. Had a bit of a think about this last night, and I think that it's an AFL decision.
It is.
Yeah. It's not club sanctioned or chosen by the clubs. Mm-hmm. I think the AFL, with the greatest respect to Bix, have got this horribly wrong. And I say this for the following reasons, that Bix deservedly and rightly so has already been up there as a part of the 97-98 premierships.
Yep.
All right. I would think this is a great opportunity for the club or the AFL to pick someone who embodies the spirit of the football club in a way that, you know, that Bix sort of doesn't, because he's played, he's been there, he's experienced that. This is a cherished honour to be able to be up there on the dais on that day. Richo, perfect fit, has led the club through and was the beacon through some really dark times.
He was.
And he's pretty much Richmond heart on sleeve every single time he played. I think the AFL have missed a golden opportunity here.
Who have you got?
To go. I have two choices, one clear and above the rest. Coming in at second would have been Studley Cornes, the inaugural coach of the football club.
Yep.
But I think if there's one player from the history of the Crows so far that ignited a state that everybody loved, it's Tony Modra. Mm. And I think Tony Modra should be the Crows to present the cup. And again, this is not a dig at Bix in any way, shape or form. It's a great honour, and he's been up there. Mm. He's had two goes at it. He knows what it's all about. Yeah, whereas with Mods, there's been no bigger superstar in the game here.
And there'll never be
anyone
like him ever again in our footy club.
Not the way he captured the imagination. No. And what a great image, mate, of Mods. If the Crows are to win, Mods handing over that cup and being up on that stage, because of course, wasn't a part of those flags.
No, he wasn't. He was injured, did his knee.
So I just, again.
No, I support you on that.
Don't shoot me down on having a crack at Baz, because again, great honour. And as he said, 20 said he's just, he's over the moon to be chosen.
Yeah.
But I just think, just a missed opportunity by the AFL to just take across the history of the football club.
Correct. Not,
and grab someone.
Not this yet.
And again,
not that little window that we had.
Bix has been up there.
Yeah.
Been there twice.
Yep.
What an amazing feeling. And I just would imagine that to be outside of playing in one.
My first thought was when I heard the news,
I've
gone, they got that wrong.
Yep.
With due respect to little Baz.
Yep.
I thought of Tony Modra and I thought of my brother.
Yeah. And see, the reason I ruled Fudd out was Fudd's played in him.
Yeah.
He was there. He's been on the show. Yeah. He's been sent. And Fudd probably would have knocked it back.
Yeah. He would have.
Being the recluse. But I just thought.
And Graham Cornes is a good one,
I just thought those two to me, in my short knowledge of the history of the footy club, and I'm sure there's plenty of others you could put up, but to me,
well done,
on that day, if you were to look in as a Crows fan, that would get your heart skipping.
Nah, absolutely. We just hope Mark Bickley is up there.
That's the thing now.
Presenting the cup.
Baz. It's a bit of meatloaf, isn't it? 2 out of 3 ain't bad. I probably should have went with it.
Footy news first.
Get your facts right.
Triple M's Rush Hour presents...
Well, you're sitting in a chair.
...the best newsbreaker in the business.
So they covered it up.
Damien Barrett.
Yeah, Damo joins us today, and I'll tell you what, he's excited, because with the Kangaroos getting a girls' team, they may start winning some games. Welcome, Damo.
Yeah, and you say that in grand final week, which means it's Brownlow medal week, and you notice the total team points for North Melbourne in the Brownlow medal was, I think, three more than Dustin Martin. So that nearly took us down, us being the North Melbourne, in one fell swoop. So you're going beautifully, North, aren't they?
Damo, I did a gig the other night, Brownlow night, and it was tables had clubs and then players were on the stubby holders, and I think it was after about the second round, I referred to the Kangaroos as irrelevant for the rest of the night. And every time I walked past, I said, "How are you going over there?" Oh, actually, that's right. You're irrelevant, the Kangaroos. I'll talk to you later.
Geez. If I get wind of you doing that, you'll start getting the text messages that I get every Friday morning. And it's just no communication henceforth as a result of the criticism. So good luck with that, Louis.
No, thank you very much. My brother is a dear Kangaroo fan, mate. We fought long and hard in the 70s when the Hawks and the Kangas played off. But that's yesteryear. Righto. Trade. Tom Rockcliffe, where are we at with him?
There's officially a tug of war on for him now, which is what he wanted to happen last year, Tom himself, but he's got it this year in the clubs being Carlton and Port Adelaide, who have seriously ramped up their pursuit of him in the past, probably 3 or 4 days. They've got really serious with it now. Carlton had made the approach 2 weeks ago. Stephen Silvani, the list boss there, actually alerted Brisbane to the fact that they would be speaking to Rockliffe. We're very open about it. Port, I believe, has made some significant advances in recent days on this front. And something that I thought might have been slightly favouring Carlton only, say, 3 or 4 days ago, I would say that the power now are at least 50-50. And if I was to believe everything I heard during the Brownlow, or after the Brownlow medal on Monday night from the people I trust who have connections with Port Adelaide, I'd be saying they're in front.
What about Stephen Motlop? Will he be in a power jumper or a Crows jumper, or will he stay at Geelong with Gary Ablett?
I can't see him staying at Geelong. I know what Chris Scott said on TV the other night about wanting him to be there. But as you know, Jars, if they're going to have to get in Stringer and Ablett as a starting point, and they still haven't given up hope of Devin Smith as well, something has to give. And while he was, I think he was in their best two players, wasn't he? In finals two and three. He wasn't good in final one, but in the semi-final and prelim final, you can make a strong case that he was in their best two players in both those games. So, look, something has to give, though, doesn't it? But one, on a list space, and also to a salary cap space. So, you get to this stage of a season with someone like Motlop and you're not signed, something's up. And history says when that does happen, the player leaves.
Bryce Gibbs.
Yes.
Are we going to get 2.0 this year?
Yeah, we are. And again, once this game is out of the way from a trade perspective on Saturday, you'll find that will go down. Again, there's no one. I've spoken to even someone from Carlton this afternoon about other matters, and the Gibbs situation came up. And they, again, not going to say this publicly, but they fully expect that to become a reality again. And that is that, as you said, 2.0. Last year, he tried to get out of there and get to Adelaide. And that is the full expectation of that Carlton Footy Club right now. They're going to play a bit again, and it's no surprise to either of you that GWS will be a contact for them, given that they've already done that over the journey with Stephen Silvani's job.
Soss is like one of those blokes, though, mate, that they bought a pair of jeans once from a shop, let's just say it's Country Road or somewhere else, and it's a good fit, so he just keeps shopping there without even looking anywhere else, and the fashion's changed, but he keeps going there.
Yeah. Is Jake Lever in that mix with all these, with Motlop and Gibbs and maybe a Rockliffe? Is he in that mix with the
Charlie Cameron as well?
Charlie Cameron, Damo?
Charlie Cameron is, again, it's gone away, hasn't it, publicly? Nothing's changed. And that is that the personal / family reason that he wanted to go to Brisbane Lions is still there. And as such, come Monday morning after the grand final, that, again, I expect to be made official. Again, the fullback position there is the contract that he's got, and if I'm Adelaide, I'm going to make sure I get the full compensation for him by way of what Brisbane has to give up. So that will play. And again, you always leave yourself the wiggle room, don't you, in the telling of these stories, because people change their minds. But as it's been now for some time, and you guys know this, Jake Lever's out of there. So and unless for some reason he win or lose on the weekend, and he wakes up in a different state of mind, he's out. Yep.
Right, Damo, last one tip. Who do you think will win the 2017 Toyota AFL Grand Final?
I still think Adelaide, but on the back of the week unfolding the way it is, the way I read it, I'm just not as confident as I would have been.
A Tiger trifecta,
Brownlow, Victorian
coach
attitude
of the
this
year,
is
now premiership.
I'm still
Rioli goal of the year.
Crows by 2 and a bit goals, but I would have said Crows by 7 goals on Friday night. Nah. And gone. So
it's going to be a blowout last quarter, mate. That's what you're going to get.
You reckon?
Yep. Thanks, mate. Outstanding work, Damo. Outstanding work all year with us. Yeah. All is not done yet because we're back.
For the final time, before the granny, Rory Sloane on the Rush Hour, 10 past 5, with Charles and Louis on 104.7 Triple M. And we're doing it thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranelagh.
On the Rush Hour, this is the word on the street.
What's the word on the street?
I'll tell you what the word on the street is. Juice has got some mail. Before we get to that, if you've missed the big news, Mitchie McGovern failed his fitness test today, didn't get out of half pace.
Poor bugger.
At training this morning, so he will sit alongside Brody Smith on the sidelines as the heartbreak story for the Adelaide Crows in this year's
always
grand final.
Yeah.
Righto, Jess, you've got some mail. Grand final edition.
Yes,
too.
It is, Lou.
Word on the street.
Okay,
go.
Now we spoke to Damo Barrett not long ago, Lulu,
yes,
about some of the players who may go to new clubs.
Mm-hmm.
We did speak about Jake Lever. My intel is the Crows are going to have one more crack at him with a contract after the grand final.
Oh, so the low ballers are pulling out the checkbook.
This is the intel I've received today, that they're going to have one more crack. And why wouldn't they? But they'll wait until the grand final is finished.
Mm.
And then hopefully he may get wrapped up in the excitement of being a premiership player at 5 o'clock Saturday. So stay tuned on that one. Now, sniffing around town and down at West Lakes, I'm led to believe that Melbourne young player Jackie Watts and his manager have been floating around West Lakes.
Jackie Chan.
All right. Now,
Jack Watts?
Yes, from the Melbourne Football Club.
What do you want him for?
Oh, I'm just passing on.
You've got a forward line stocked. It's stacked at the moment, mate.
Lou.
It's more on the shelves than Bunnings.
Okay.
You lot?
We have.
At either end. If Lever goes, you're looking for a defender.
Maybe Jack Watts can play Jakey Lever's role.
Oh,
I'm only just him and his manager have just been lurking around town.
Wasting my time.
Lurking around West Lakes.
Wasting
now, I don't know if that was in the corridors of our headquarters, but he was down that way.
Maybe he's got a great swim short range.
Has he?
Jack, maybe he's trying to get into West Lakes down there. That's the reason he was spotted down that way.
He's lurking in town, and don't be surprised that two-time Premiership Sturt coach, Marty Matner.
The Moose.
Now, I know he's in the paper today saying that he's had no nibbles, but I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up at Port Adelaide as some sort of development role.
Yep. All right.
For 2018.
I'd be very surprised if he's not snipped and gone to AFL, Luke, off the back of back-to-back
somewhere
flags.
But I'm hearing Port Adelaide today. All right. So there's me three bits of intel.
I like it. Do you mind if I just jump in with a bit of my own?
Oh, okay.
All right.
This is rare.
It is. I don't like to do this often. It's your domain. Okay. But got a tweet today. Probably being confidential spotted tomorrow. Joe, thanks Joe for the tweet, Joe Marks. This is around about, I think you were running a tad late for our meeting, so what's that, 2:15? It's probably around about 1:45. Were you at a bakery on OG Road?
Oh, no.
And Joe, really concerned, actually, very caring tweet says, Joe goes, not sure if Jars is meant to be carb loading as part of his grand final prep. Just spotted him at a bakery on OG Road. True?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I was meeting up with a potential player for Gaza, and he is my assistant fitness coach from Fast Twitch.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought.
And I forgot that he was like, look, I had a chocolate donut, all right?
Yeah.
All right? Is that what you want me to say?
Yes.
You all right?
How many?
Come on,
yeah,
Joe.
One. Yeah. One in the shop.
Bugger me.
One in the car. And then one when he got here.
Oh, fair dinkum.
No, good mail, Juice. And Joe Marks, thank you very much.
Jesus.
Keeping us all safe out there on the roads.
Charles and Louis.
On the Rush Hour, this is the word on the street.
What's the word on the street?
I'll tell you what the word on the street is. Juice has got some mail. Before we get to that, if you've missed the big news, Mitchie McGovern failed his fitness test today. Didn't get out of half pace.
Poor bugger.
At training this morning, so he will sit alongside Brodie Smith on the sidelines as the heartbreak story for the Adelaide Crows in this year's
always
grand final.
Yeah.
Righto, Juice, you've got some mail. Grand final edition.
Yes,
too.
It is, Lou.
Word on the street.
Okay,
go.
Now we spoke to Damo Barrett not long ago, Lulu,
yes,
about some of the players who may go to new clubs.
Mm-hmm.
We did speak about Jake Lever. My intel is the Crows are going to have one more crack at him with a contract after the grand final.
Oh, so the low ballers are pulling out the checkbook.
This is the intel I've received today, that they're going to have one more crack. And why wouldn't they? But they'll wait until the grand final is finished.
Mm.
And then hopefully he may get wrapped up in the excitement of being a premiership player at 5 o'clock Saturday. So stay tuned on that one. Now, sniffing around town and down at West Lakes, I'm led to believe that Melbourne young player Jackie Watts and his manager have been floating around West Lakes.
Jackie Chan.
All right. Now,
Jack Watts?
Yes, Melbourne
Football
Club.
What do you want
Club
him for?
Oh, I'm just passing
You've
on
You've got a
the
forward
intel
line stocked. It's stacked at the moment, mate.
Lou.
It's more on the shelves than Bunnings.
Okay. You lot? We have
you
actually.
Have. At either end, if Lever goes, you're looking for a defender.
Maybe Jack Watts can play Jack Lever's role, Jakey Lever's role. Oh, I'm only just okay. Him and his manager have just been lurking around town.
Wasting
and
my
we're
time.
Lurking around West Lakes. Wasting now, I don't know time. If that was in the corridors of our headquarters, just, but he was down that way.
Maybe he's got a great swim short range.
Has he?
Jack, maybe he's trying to get into Westlakes down there. Okay. That's the reason he was spotted
so,
down that way.
He's lurking in town, and don't be surprised that two-time Premiership Sturt coach, Marty Matner.
The Moose.
Now, I know he's in the paper today saying that he's had no nibbles, but I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up at Port Adelaide as some sort of development role.
Yep. All right.
For 2018.
I'd be very surprised if he's not snipped and gone to all the right, AFL Luke. Off the back of back-to-back
somewhere.
Flags.
But yep. I'm hearing Port Adelaide today. Cool. All right, so there's me three bits of intel.
I like it. Do you mind if I just jump in with a bit of my own?
Oh, okay.
All right. And
this is rare.
It is. I don't like to do this often. It's your domain. Okay. But got a tweet today. Probably being confidential spotted tomorrow. Joe, thanks Joe for the tweet, Joe Marks. This was around about. I think you were running a tad late for our meeting, so what's at 2:15? It's probably around about 1:45. Were you at a bakery on OG Road?
Oh, no.
And Joe, really concerned, actually, very caring tweet says, Joe goes, not sure if Jars is meant to be carb loading as part of his grand final prep. Just spotted him at a bakery on OG Road. True?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I was meeting up with a potential player for Gaza, and he is my assistant. Yep. Fitness coach from Fast Twitch.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought.
And I forgot that he was like, look, I had a chocolate donut, all right? Yeah. All right? Is that what you want me to say?
Yes.
You all right?
How many?
Come on,
yeah,
Joe.
One. One in the shop.
Bugger me.
One in the car, and then one when he got here.
Oh, fair dinkum.
No, good mail, Juice. And Joe Marks, thank you very much.
Jesus.
Keeping us all safe out there on the roads.
Charles and Louis.
An enormous second hour still to come on the rush hour. Wayne Carey after 5:30. Rory Sloane not far away at all. And we're going to take a look at the Juice's diary just to make sure he's given himself ample R&R and the ability to get to Melbourne in good shape. Mm. So if this thing
Looking
goes the way
to...
we're hoping it goes, I can get you to just wind that clock back next week. Right, a little earlier we put out a very, very high alert for a man by the name of Tim Bourne. He's had lost his grand final ticket, and a wonderful lady by the name of Brenda had found it, and we were just trying to track him down, but we've been able to get close to the source. We had a Tim Bourne call, but not the Tim Bourne.
Yep.
And right now on the line, Jars, we've got a girl by the name of Sophie Bourne, who I'm led to believe is the daughter of Tim. Oh. Sophie, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Hey, how you going?
Good,
Sophie. Now, Sophie, thank you so much for calling. We were starting to stress out, but there's a very good reason why Dad hasn't got in contact with us, isn't there?
Yeah, so I gave him a ring and he's actually going into court. He's a lawyer, so busy.
Smack bang in the middle of a cross-examination.
What colour eyes your dad's got, Soph?
Oh, hazel?
Oh, no. That's just to make sure that Soph's legit.
I think we've been through the loopholes.
Yeah, but just to make sure.
I'm trustworthy, I promise.
See, so if this is what I love, and Juice, you've just backed yourself and teed one up for me right here. So if you would have worked it out, because clearly you're an intelligent human being.
Yes,
Dad's a lawyer, so the genes are probably passed down. Because Jars doesn't know the answer to what colour eyes your dad's got because he's never seen your dad or met your dad or seen a photo of dad.
So we're just as clueless as each other.
Yeah, you could have said hazel, blue, green, and Jars would have gone on correct.
So was dad
classic Jars?
So was dad panicking or was he calm under pressure without the ticket?
That is the craziest thing. So last Friday he was like stripping off at the game, so stressed.
Yep.
And I called him and was like, have you lost your ticket? And I panicked.
Yep.
And he just, cool as a cucumber, is like, oh, yeah, I've lost it.
Oh.
I was like, oh, geez. Okay, well, are we stressed? He just could not be more relaxed.
Well, that is outstanding.
That's a good sign for the boys, Lou.
It certainly is. Well, so thank you so much for calling in. We're great that and very happy we
can. Thank you for finding it for him.
Reunite your dad with it. We'll pass on the details of the lovely lady that found it. We're suggesting she's probably going to get some pro bono work done.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Is he taking you across, or is it just these?
No, he's not. He's taking my mum, but my mum's not going to the game. He's going solo, just him and his one true love.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, the footy.
So mum goes shopping, the old man goes to the footy, and you stay at home.
Yeah, I'm trying to get him to give it to me now.
Well, I would suggest at least a finder's fee for you, because you've done all the heavy lifting here.
Exactly. Big finder's fee.
I hope we haven't stressed you out too much with the grilling jars gave you about the identity of your father.
Sophie's a tale.
That's as good.
All right, Soph's gone. I can't believe he's asked that question.
I know. And then I thought, oh, gosh, did they ask me more? I know nothing.
Yeah, well, we should have done a very detailed check, background check, I would have thought. Yeah. All right. Hey, Soph, thank you so much. Pass on your best to your dad. Tell him to enjoy the day. We might even touch base with the old man next week.
Yeah, go for it. He'll be outstanding. Soaked with the wind, no doubt.
All right, thanks, Soph.
See you, Soph.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks, bye.
That's good. Any other questions?
The next question I've got is let's play this game.
No.
The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name. Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
How do you know I don't know Tim Bourne?
Good old lineup.
Yeah. Well, how do you know I don't know him?
You never mentioned anything prior to the three or four times we solicited for him. Yeah. Good old lineup king over here, Jarman.
He's thinking Jason Bourne, I think.
I wonder he didn't call him Jace. Right, who's playing the quiz today?
Right, Luke. Andrew Blackwood's been holding on, waiting to get on.
Well, can't help it.
G'day, Andy. Welcome.
G'day, fellas. How are we?
Very good, Andrew. Excited. How are you feeling? Who's your team?
My team is Adelaide Crows. Die hard, mate. Absolute die hard.
There you go. All right, God. I just wanted to change.
Cannot wait.
All right. Are you going or are you watching it somewhere?
No, I'm watching it somewhere at this stage. I'd love to go. I'm a little bit shattered. I haven't got a ticket yet. I got the whole week off to drive over there and haven't got across a ticket at this stage. So.
Well, mate, do this for me. Go to our website, triplem.com.au. Follow all the prompts. You can get yourself in the draw for the two tickets we are going to draw on our show tomorrow.
I actually already done that, mate. One step ahead.
He's
ready to go.
It's not often, and when I work with a bloke called Jarman, I'm not used to that kind of response. Touché.
Yep.
All right, good luck. 10 questions, right. 60 seconds. Automasters Lifeline. Andrew, use it wisely.
Not a problem.
Okay, Andy, here we go. Has Richmond ever won an official AFL Grand Final?
Yes.
What are the Crows' three official colours?
Red, blue and yellow.
When are Australia playing their next one day match against India?
Automasters.
Name Sturt Sample Premiership coach. Captain.
Captain. Pass.
Okay. Name AFL team. Name the AFL team that KG the great man supports.
KG?
Yep.
Crows.
Which English cricketer spent the night in jail last night?
Stokes.
Which two teams are joining the AFLW in 2019? Andy?
Pass.
Is Mitch McGovern playing in this Saturday's AFL Grand Final?
No, he's not.
Which Tigers champion will present the Premiership Cup if Richmond win the Grand Final?
Matthew Richardson. Oh.
What sport is Lauren Burns famous for?
Soccer.
Sturt Sample Premiership captain?
Kirkwood.
Gotcha. Ah, there we go.
Righto.
Shut it down.
Righty-o.
Shut it down.
Righty-o. Good use of the Automasters Lifeline.
Clever.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct.
$80, Mandy. All right. Question 7, you passed on. North Melbourne and Geelong got their AFLW licences granted today.
Okay.
And Lauren Burns, famous for Taekwondo.
Yeah,
was a gold medalist in 2000 at Sydney.
Now, question one. Yeah. That's
no,
the
he
one.
Got question one wrong.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it should be $70.
Well, I don't care how much it is. I'm getting through the stuff to go back. Active listening is a key ingredient of this show, Andrew.
All right.
Has Richmond ever won an official AFL Grand Final?
That was VFL, wasn't it?
You just blurted out. Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah, it was VFL. No, that's all right.
He's laughing now.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Pardon?
He's laughing out of you two now.
Well, no one.
I've got Hazel eyes as well.
Yeah. Good on you, Andy.
Well played, Andy. $80. We set it on air, so he gets 80.
Yeah, all right, mate. And good luck Saturday.
Legend.
All right.
No worries.
Cheer
thanks,
loud
fellas.
For the boys. Righto. He's waiting outside, Luke. Come on, Luke. Come on.
The quiz is back tomorrow.
Right.
And up next, Rory Sloane.
On the Rush Hour, Triple M.
ACET Couriers, fast, secure and reliable transport solutions. Don't send it. ACET. On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Rory Sloane.
In comes Sloane, and he has put it through the Sloane dog. Rory! Rory!
I'll tell you what, that opener could be very, very prophetic. Come Saturday afternoon, I'll tell you what, Rory Sloane, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thank you very much. Might make my pre-game music cut, I reckon, for this weekend.
Have to be on someone's playlist somewhere in the rooms before the game. All right, we've had our final training session. Ready really now just to roll into the game, starting to really get yourselves nice and relaxed and head across to Melbourne tomorrow and just be a part of it all, soak it all in and then uncup for 2 hours.
Yeah, that's right. Our main session was obviously today, and we've got one more session in Melbourne on the G, which would be absolutely beautiful. Mm. I think the guys are actually looking forward just to having a little look around there, getting a feel for the ground and conditions, and obviously a big parade on Friday afternoon too.
Great initiative by the club to have the fans down there and just getting one last look and one last taste and get that real feel of how excited the town is about you guys playing in the grand final.
Well, everywhere you walk at the moment, it's just like, oh, good luck, or yeah, you can do it, you boys, and it's great. It is. The support we've had throughout this town's been insane, and no better way to celebrate the year than all the fans coming down today. And it was packed out again. I mean, the turnout was huge, and as I've said previously, we've got some amazing fans, and I'm presuming most of them are going to be making the drive down to Melbourne, either to
they'll be there
watch
in
the
some
game,
way,
yeah, or Fed Square or somewhere in Melbourne, and they'll enjoy themselves.
Oh, nice. Did you ever play in a grand final as a kid?
Yeah, I played in a fair few. I was lucky. We every second year. In my juniors, we played in a stack of grand finals. Under 10s, we went through undefeated and lost. How about that?
I guessed it.
Under 12s, I kicked the winning point in the third
Barry
quarter.
Breen.
In the third quarter.
Barry Breen.
But it was, in the third quarter. The score was 20-19 by the end of the game. I lost in under 14s, one and under 16s. We won at one in under 16s, and I had to go to hospital at halftime because, how about this, they thought I split my webbing. Well, not webbing. They thought I split a ligament in my finger, and they thought I was going to get the Daniel Chick, and it was seized up.
No.
Turns out it wasn't. And so I had to sit in hospital and wait while the boys won the grand final. My sister collected the medal for me.
Hey, Sloane, obviously the ticket issue is a massive one, just not only for Adelaide fans but for Richmond fans and in general. It's been a real push and a real kickback this year. First time for a long time. I know it's something that you don't have to deal with. You guys get organised and looked after. But is it something that you think that the AFL may need to address? It's a corporate event that doesn't allow really for the common folk who are the heart and soul of footy clubs to get there and experience it.
I suppose there is a limited amount for all supporters, and that's probably the hardest part for everyone to understand. You've got members that pay high part
of
the membership and then go into a ballot to sort of get it. And that's probably where people get frustrated. I mean, even for us, I mean, we just got to make sure we look after our family and we get a select few tickets. I think it was 8 and we buy 2 through the AFLPA. So 10 disappear pretty quickly when you've got family and partners and everything. So
we know where you sit on the list then, don't you, Juice?
Yeah. You got your top 10. Absolutely. So, but that's what's so good about the rest of the final series. I mean, we've seen huge crowds and the prelims. I think both prelims were just insane atmosphere. And it makes those games even more special as well. But always grand final is going to be that little bit more special because of what's on the end of it.
Hey, what's the rest of the schedule looking like?
Now, so tomorrow afternoon we'll head across and we'll get down there, have some dinner as a team. And then we train on the MCG on Friday, followed by the parade, which will be something I've never experienced. I've never been to one either, so I'm looking forward to that.
Barry Bickley has been given the honour to be your person who presents the cup. Matthew Richardson is the one for the Tigers. It's a nice honour for Bix. Yeah, so very nice for Baz if he can be used after the final siren.
That would be, that's a dream, isn't it? That's what we have all grown up imagining ourselves doing. And yeah, certainly the goal that we've had ever since Pikey's come on board has been to get ourselves into this position and then not to take it for granted as well, because there's so many guys I've played with over just even the last, or even my time at the footy club, that have never even gotten a sniff at a grand final. So we definitely won't be taking this opportunity for granted.
What have you been like in the past when that final siren blows, when you watch grand finals as a league footballer? Yeah. What goes through your mind?
Well, the year we were 2012 when we were close was really hard to watch. I actually went to the grand final and, yeah, I found it incredibly hard to watch that one. The years you haven't made finals is probably a bit easier because you knew you were a fair way off the mark, and it's always just gives you a benchmark of what you want to reach. And there's definitely jealousy, absolutely. You see guys who just the enjoyment after the game and the smile on their faces, but and the ability to play in that sort of game as well. There's so many moments that, or so many guys have stood up in big moments in those games. They're the ones you want to play in.
No, I got the goosebumps. Yeah. I've got the goosebumps. Listen to Slaney talk.
It's going to be just an exciting bloody couple of days for you boys.
Yeah,
so
it's going to be
lap it up and enjoy it.
Yeah, we will certainly. And thanks to all our fans again for a huge year and making this week so enjoyable. Yeah. And if you're driving down, drive safe and get there and enjoy the whole weekend.
Well, mate, we wish you all the best of luck, and we hope the next time we talk to you, there's just a little medal or maybe two hanging around your neck.
All right.
Good luck, mate, from the Rush Hour and our family.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Rory Sloane on the Rush Hour, heading off to the 2017 Toyota AFL Grand Final. It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Jars and Louis, the Rush Hour on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen, Main South Road in Ranella.
Well, hey, a bit of talk around, Juice. Yeah. And you can riddle me this better than anybody. Mm. With Richmond having such a unique forward line set up, and by unique, I mean small, Jack Riewoldt, the only tall. Mm-hmm. Is there at all any possibility that we might see one of the Adelaide Talls make way this weekend?
You know, there is a big chance because of the weather conditions.
Tully will take Riewoldt. Outside of that, Townsend's the next tall.
Yeah.
And he's only 6 foot two.
Well, that's a lever.
Yeah.
And then you've got Harding and will take Martin when he pushes forward.
Yeah, in theory. So you've got the potential being obviously those.
Could Kelly miss out?
And Andy Otten. Or a Kyle Hardigan. I don't think Kelly can miss out.
Hardigan might miss.
Sort of first in, last out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
Last in, first out.
There's a possibility, Lou.
I know they Adelaide rate themselves when it comes to wet, and they've got the form on the board, regardless of size.
Yep.
But it's just a bit of talk starting to murmur around whether they might spring a surprise with the tools for the fact that the weather is coming.
Well, it is coming,
and Richmond don't have any tools of any note other than Rubin?
No, they're just a mobile, small mobile type forward line, aren't they?
Yeah. The sad story of the day is Mitchie McGovern didn't come up with that hamstring, and he now joins Brody Smith as part of the collateral damage that sometimes comes along.
Spot on.
On special occasions at footy clubs, you've got to make these sacrifices to the injury gods, unfortunately. So, trained a bit today. Didn't kick over 30 metres, didn't stride out, didn't extend, did all the groundwork in the bib with the twos boys.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then had a quick chat to Pikey out there. Pikey put his arm around him, and I think they'd come to the agreement that it wasn't right.
No.
So he will miss Pikey, though. And the big one for mine is can Dustin Martin, in particular with Koch, turn one on? Because for the Tigers to win it, their best players are going to play real well.
And
of course, I'm looking forward to the Dusty
fend off.
Yeah,
because they don't argue.
Crows handled it reasonably well in round six.
They did.
I reckon. Here's Pikey talking about the fend.
Anything you'd share with us? We've got some ideas, but ultimately he's one player. And yeah, he's a very good player, obviously the Brownlow medalist and as such. And you know, again, it's probably a bit around intent and understanding that there's some technical things you can do around the fend off to try and avoid it. But you know, he's been doing it consistently, so he's pretty good at it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called the Mr. Miyagi technique.
Now,
did you know that?
How would you? What?
For the fend off? The Mr. Miyagi technique.
I was just going to ask you.
Wax on.
Wax off. Oh, it is too.
So, what you do. No, you do.
So, when he's coming for you with the ball.
So, what the league boys do, and this is how I learned it up there. So, there's two ways you go. You either whack it down, and he falls straight into you.
Yep.
And you can give him a little pado fego headbutt at the same time. Or you hit it up.
Yeah.
And then, get your arm
then
in
drive
up,
in.
And up. And you can just drop low and don't worry. Go hips.
Yep.
Which will still mean he can get the footy off. But the best one for it, what they do, the league boys, they swat it. They swat it down.
Yeah.
And because your momentum is coming at you, they actually fall into you.
Okay.
And you're a chance to actually split them up the middle.
Yeah, do some damage.
So I reckon they've done a fair bit of work on that. Yeah, cough it up. And
that's what you want. Because he's going to take them on.
Absolutely.
He's got no fear at the moment, Martin. No. But that's good to know that.
Yeah, it's good. And that's good. I'm glad that they've put a bit of thought into it.
Yeah.
Which is
you need to.
Clearly evident. Just shows you how professional they are. Jeez. The other one,
yes, Luke.
Andrew Warren Fagan, CEO of the Crows. Now, we've had a lot of people asking about, are there any events on Is there anywhere people with the fans are going over? Can they see the players or whatever else? Here's Fags explaining what they're actually got going on in Melbourne.
It's always full on grand final day, so I'm sure the AFL will continue to review it, but it's hard. And for us, it's not just about the Saturday afternoon there. It's obviously about the week. We'll have a live site operating here at Crows fans who actually make it to the MCG post-match. And then on Sunday morning in Melbourne, we'll have an event for the fans as well before the guys jump on a plane and come back home.
That coming back home is at Adelaide Oval. Lose or draw?
Yes, sir.
All right.
So where's the event Sunday morning in Melbourne if they win it? He didn't say, did he? He didn't elaborate.
No. Murph does a little thing called AustralianRadioSchool.com.
Yeah. Will he tell us?
He will tell you inside one of the modules that never ask a question that you don't know the answer to.
Yeah, but if I'm trying to delve some information about where we're going to hold it. Is that Fed Square or is it Princes Park? Well, do you know? Fakes didn't tell me where we're going to go.
No, exactly.
On Sunday morning for the Melbourne supporters.
See, that's the question that if I was a listener, I'd be asking. But for someone who's in studio, and that's a grab that we've had in our possession for quite some time, I would have gone, can you just get that added information to the flacker who sits outside of the studio, our producer extraordinaire? No, he's been busy today. He's flying solo.
All right, sorry, flacker.
That you probably should have said to me, mate, can you just double check on that? We'll go with our fancy new buttons and we'll do it right now.
All right, go to Sam.
No. You do that and your microphone doesn't work.
All right. Anyway, Sam's talking to me right now. Sammy should have followed that up. Yeah. Said, boys, Fakes doesn't actually say where the sites are.
Well, we'll find out to the family tomorrow.
And I guarantee Jars will ask the question.
I'll ring Fakes tonight.
Where are they? Are they here? Where is it? I need to know because you're in Melbourne.
I've got to follow my brother as well.
You need to get there.
All right. Good stuff. We done?
Wayne Carey coming up soon. Yeah. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Renella. Rush Hour, Charles and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
Footy Great comes out with a radical idea for the finals. How about this? I just read this story online. AFL Great shares radical finals MRP plan.
Mm, what is it?
Reset them come the final series.
Didn't you say that about 4 months ago, 5 months ago?
Is this a new segment called No Shit Sherlock?
Listen to you, mate. Come on, Hodgie.
Come on, Hodgie. Catch up a little bit.
Jeez.
All right. Speaking of catching up.
Okay.
Let's just go down a gear right now, family. Cue the music, Murph. Juice, let's talk about your diary.
Yep.
You're a spiritual
soul.
Today? You're a big spiritual soul who has got a big few days coming up. Mm. It's been a long year.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many commitments pulled each and every direction. Now we need to make sure that you do everything right in the next few days before you head to Melbourne on Friday so you can have yourself an elite weekend. And most importantly, should the lovely boys salute, I'm going to need you high octane juice, turning back the clock. I'm talking back to the future. So what is in the diary at the moment?
Well,
and just run it past us so we can just check or maybe do a couple little corrections.
Just a little family. Look, 7:30 a.m. I awoke, whacked on my Crows footy shorts, and did 10 minutes of yoga.
Put the Knicks on.
Nice. Walked along the beach with Maz and the dogs.
Earthing.
And really enjoyed it.
Nice. Bit of vitamin D, bit of sunshine.
Yep. And walked amongst the seaweed.
Yeah. Mm.
Spent 30 minutes reading the Paul Roos book.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Just to clarify where I'm at.
Yeah, it's a can't put down read, by the way.
Absolutely. Here it is. Yep. Then I spent 20 minutes in the sun on the lawn.
Nice.
And I'm serious.
Snow angel style.
I just laid and felt the grass and I had my dogs licking and sniffing.
That's probably enough. We've got the picture on the lawn.
Had my weekly discussion, weekly chat with the big source.
As you do. Yeah. Right. German Top Gun Academy.
Thank you. Yep. And then I've 3 litres of water has been consumed.
Yeah.
So it was a really blissful day today for me.
Anywhere on there, the donut at the bakery?
Well,
that's right.
I took that out because just a bloody donut.
That's good.
All right. So that was my day
today. I'm happy with that so far because I've written down here for me for the coming days. We need to drill down on a good balance of downtime, active recovery, active listening.
Yeah.
And what I'm going to need from you before Friday, before you take off, is some kind of hit out at around 70-80% just to get a good sweat up. So if that's me and you after a show maybe Thursday night,
listening,
5 or 6 quick froths in even time, just to have you match fit. I think that's what's required. I've spoken to Maz. Sorry, I took the liberty to go outside of the rules. I just don't want the chores list, which can get big around this time of year with spring having sprung.
I haven't done many.
for Christ's sake, don't go near that rainwater tank that you got yourself locked in.
Yeah,
I know what you're getting stuck in.
Right. So
I reckon I'd say I'd steer clear of the pool this week.
Yeah, right. I have.
It's not you.
No.
And for God's sake, don't go near anything that's sharp. So lawnmowers, whippersnippers.
Yes.
I can't have a Daniel Chick scenario sending you across to Melbourne minus a finger or a toe.
All right, buddy.
All right, I'll any of that sort of stuff.
Yep.
Phone use.
Yep.
Get that down.
Yep.
Done. All right, because people will be calling you looking for tips and bits and pieces and all the other stuff about if you got any tickets.
Yep.
You know, send my love to DJ, all that sort of stuff. All right. I don't want any of that sort of stuff. So I want it going off by 7:30 at night.
Okay.
All right.
There you go.
And that's it.
I'll have another one for tomorrow.
Be Johnny Cash, keep dressing in black and Lululemon, just feeling good, feeling all your good stuff, all right?
Might play a Johnny Cash song tomorrow.
That's good. I like where you're at the moment. The other one.
What's
that? Oh, geez, I almost forgot.
We've got to get the duck on.
Yeah, I know. Last one.
What do you need, mate?
When are we cutting off the action before the big game?
I'll have to have a chat with Mum tonight.
Don't say Mum.
See, I'm not ruling that out just yet, but I would think for you, for us, you gotta do it. Yeah, I know you did. You gotta do a show Friday out of Melbourne down the line via Skype.
Maz and I.
So I reckon Thursday night's your cut off. I do. Righto, Juice and Family, talking footy grand final special tonight, 8:30 on 7. Mm-hmm. Of course, Tim Watson, Wayne Carey, Brian Taylor, alongside the Duke, Luke Darcy. But right now, it's the King himself, Wayne Carey. Duck, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Hey, g'day, gentlemen.
Righto, mate. Duck. This is it. What have we got? Who are you liking?
It's an intriguing game, isn't it? We know what, Richmond have, they've been unbelievably good. When they bring that pressure, they're so hard to beat. But, gee, Adelaide... seems like an eternity ago now, but last Friday night they were just superb, and their starts have been absolutely brilliant. And the more I look at it, I just think that if Adelaide bring their best, I think their best is just a little bit better than Richmond's. And being a past great of Adelaide, I'll probably have to.
I don't know. I've been walking the streets, so I haven't seen any murals anywhere, Duck. Have you over here?
Yeah, you're meant to laugh at that.
They're all of D. German.
And having played a State of Origin game, obviously for South Australia, I am part South Australian.
Yep, you are.
New South Welsh, South Aussie. So I'm leaning towards Adelaide.
Hey, Duck, what is the mood like? Unbelievable scenes last Saturday twilight with 90,000 Richmond fans. It's a great look for the AFL to have one of the big four, the old big four, the one that hasn't been there in a while, just to be up and about. Melbourne must be pumping.
Yeah, it is. It is. There's no doubt that Richmond have made a massive difference being in there. There's no question. And I've obviously done a few lunches and still got a couple to go and a couple of breakfasts and things like that. And to be honest, and I know that, people are biased because we're over here in Melbourne, but it does seem to be split about 50-50 which way this game will go. And it's quite interesting. Some good judges, a lot of the radio and TV ex-players, so-called experts, are saying that the Tigers are a massive chance. So it really is split over here, but there's no doubt that the whole town has got Tiger fever, no question about that.
Duck, what about, do Richmond need to, obviously, build off the back of pressure, but do they need to add something to really unsettle Adelaide in the sense that the Crows, if they're going to play anywhere near their best, should kick a lot more goals than Richmond? So do they need to come armed like Terry Wallace did that year when the Dogs were able to beat an Essendon who were unbeaten? Is it going to take something out of the box to unsettle Adelaide from a Richmond point of view?
They've just got to be at their best. What they can't allow Adelaide to do is take uncontested marks in the back half of the ground.
Yep.
If Jack Riewoldt, we know he's the only tall up there, if he gets out marked, if he lets Lever and the like take marks, then Adelaide just launched from there. And clearly last Friday night, their use of the footy was unbelievable, Adelaide. So clearly it's up to Richmond to put them under enough pressure so they can't hit those targets. They can't get that clean ball use like they did last week, because if they do get that, then I think Adelaide win and win well.
And you've got to maintain that for four quarters, as you know. The Crows have got another gear anyway. I reckon after halftime, they're going to open them up, and I think it's going to be a last quarter blowout by the Crows, because they are absolutely zoned in, Duck.
I think someone described it as, preparing a, a Group 1 racehorse. They looked like that last week,
yeah,
didn't they?
And, spot on.
And let's be honest, Richmond start to the game last week, albeit they kicked the first two
bit
goals.
Bit wobbly, yeah.
GWS dominated for about a quarter and a half, just weren't able to put it on the scoreboard. Mm. That won't be the case with Adelaide. They can't start like that, and we know that Adelaide, when they start well, they just don't lose. So that's the key. Richmond have to be at their best from the start, and if they're not, well, as I've already said, they'll be in some trouble. But, you know, I think the crowd, a lot of people are talking about the crowd and how it will favour Richmond. Well, not like it did last week, clearly, in the grand final. Completely different. A lot of those Richmond supporters won't be able to get tickets, to be honest. So I think it'll be a lot more even than what people think.
Certainly will, Duck. I'm suggesting, 5 days in mourning if the Tigers don't get up, just shut the whole joint down, and same goes for
Turn
over
the
here.
Turn the lights off.
Yeah, I, you know what, there'll be a lot of, Richmond is just about being closed down. They're talking about closing, well, they wanted to close 3 or 4 of the main roads over here. That's been banned. That won't happen, but, you know, a lot of talk about doing a lot of different things that they wouldn't normally do.
Make sure you're tuning into Channel 7 tonight, 8:30, Talking Footy Grand Final Special. Alistair Clarks and Paddy Dangerfield on there. Hey, Duck, enjoy the rest of the week, and we'll see you about.
Thanks, guys.
There he is.
See you, mate.
The King, Wayne Carey. Done and dusted for a Wednesday. Well done, big guy.
Well played, family, and it's getting close, isn't it?
It's starting to get
the countdown clock's not far. It's getting nearer and nearer to 3 o'clock bounce.
It's a good thing we looked at your diary today. Go home. The gearing up process is to begin, but it's very important for you to A, earth, B,
correct.
Bath.
Yep.
See.
Do some meditation.
And the candles. Absolutely.
Yeah, lovely.
You know where all that is at. Right. A big thank you to Sophie Bourne, who rang in and helped us reunite to her dad's lost grand final ticket. That was outstanding and really well played there. Tommy Chadwick, who was live down at Adelaide Oval, set the scene for what was an amazing nice morning as the Crows had their final hit out as well. Sloaney was fantastic.
Beautiful.
Damien Barrett was great. Want to catch any of that, go to the website, triplem.com.au. Go there for another reason too. You're still not out of it if you're looking for 2 grand final tickets. Yeah. Follow the details on that website, triplem.com.au, and we could be drawing out your name tomorrow on our show.
Well done.
Done and dusted. All right. Locked and loaded. Have a great Wednesday night.
Enjoy.
You do all the right
I'm
things.
Off. Yeah.
Prepare no donuts in
bakeries. No.
Fanboy, I don't know what you're up to. Yeah. Maybe I need to dial into you tomorrow to get you.
What are you
going to
wear tomorrow, mate? You're going to wear your Crows shorts and your little footy socks and your puny little legs?
Wearing this until the end of the grand final. So for 4 days straight.
You're going to have that on?
Yep, the Crows top. Yep.
Right.
Everybody else, get yourself in the mood because it's getting close.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brown, coming up in just a few moments. Of course, being Wednesday, midweek rub, the Chief and Damo and Brent Harvey.